Australia faces a perilous strategic environment with multiple threats overlapping and, in some cases, converging. We're confronted simultaneously by the rise of aggressive authoritarian powers, multiple conflicts around the world, persistent and evolving terrorism, foreign interference, and also the normalization of cyber warfare. Our largest trading partner, China, is increasingly aggressive militarily and has growing control of critical technologies integral to our societies. In Europe, the Middle East, and the Indo-Pacific region, rearmament is underway, including increased prospects of nuclear proliferation. Australia is part of that rearmament, though others are moving much faster. So begins a recent report from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. The report goes on to highlight Australia's woeful military preparedness. The annual report, titled The Cost of Defence, was penned by a senior fellow at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Mark Ablong. The report notes that while bipartisan political opinion is that Australia is now facing the most challenging and dangerous time since World War II, the government's recent budget fails to address the dire state of Australia's military. The government has promised $54 billion in military spending in the next decade, but only 4% of that is to be spent in the next financial year. The remaining 96% is promises for a future generation. Clearly, the government cannot or will not take these global threats seriously. Will you? Last year, China sailed armed warships right around Australia, conducting impromptu live-fire drills, and Australia was powerless to stop them. The ongoing war in the Middle East has exposed Australia's trade route vulnerabilities and our dependence on foreign adversaries to keep the nation running. The lack of oil threatens to not only cripple Australia's military, but the entire economy. While Australia dithers, European and Asian nations are spending more than ever on rearmament, far outpacing Australia. And Australia is not keeping up with the rapidly developing military technology of this age. As former Foreign Minister Alexander Downer pointed out to Sky News, we were unable to send a warship to the Strait of Hormuz because our ships wouldn't be able to defend themselves from Iranian drones and missiles. The government has no solution to this crisis. As Mr. Ablong writes, they are just kicking the can down the road. The spending is, for a world 10 years ago, the world is very different today. So what should we do? The first step is to realize that military power doesn't win wars. Following the Bay of Pigs debacle, then leader of the Worldwide Church of God, Herbert Armstrong, wrote in the October 1961 Plain Truth that unless or until the United States as a whole repents and returns to what has become a hollow slogan on its dollar, "In God We Trust," the United States of America has won its last war. But no repentance ensued, and America has never won a war since. Be it Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, or Iran today, and in every case, America had the preeminent military power. What chance does Australia have? Australia's military is minuscule by comparison, but its rejection of God is equally great. In fact, God is ridiculed and dismissed far more blatantly in Australia than he is in America. He is, in fact, downright ignored. God promised ancient Israel that he would fight for them. And when Joshua entered the promised land, notice God's command: "Do not be afraid of them. By this time tomorrow, I will hand all of them over to Israel as dead men. Then you must cripple their horses and burn their chariots." And that's Joshua 11, verse 6. God purposefully didn't want Israel to have the latest military technology. And at other times, he commanded Israel to fight with less men than they had available. And he did all of this so that Israel might learn to trust in God for victory. Deuteronomy 20 verse 1 reads, When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Eternal, your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, will be with you." God wants to protect his people. He wants people of faith who place their trust in him and not in chariots, horses, intercontinental missiles, and nuclear submarines. But what happens when we resist? When we spurn God and choose to fight for ourselves? Deuteronomy 28 explains, "But if you refuse to listen to the Eternal your God and do not obey all the commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and will overwhelm you. The Eternal will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You will attack your enemies from one direction, but you will scatter from them in seven. You will be an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth." And that's Deuteronomy 28 verses 15 and 25. Weapons don't make the difference in war. God does. This is just as true for individuals as it is for nations. To face the challenges and the tribulations prophesied to befall our world before Christ returns, we need a close and faith-filled relationship with our Creator. Such a spiritual revival is unlikely to come from Canberra. Australia might be unprepared for war, but don't let the same thing happen to you. Consider subscribing to our free magazine, The Philadelphia Trumpet, and stay apprised of the ongoing fulfillment of Bible prophecy. God can and will fight your battles if you let him. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Eternal their God.